Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. I finally got here. Two cancellations due to inclement weather here in California, but we are no longer in a drought, thank God. But it was a lot at one time. I want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Spiritual Perceptions. And this radio show covers all of the United States, the Philippines, and South Africa. So we welcome everyone that is listening, all of our friends, all of our church members, all of our callers, just everyone. We welcome you, and welcome to 2017, and it is an interesting year. 2017 is a power number, and we have a transition of power in our government, which I think is interesting. It's happening at the same time, and it took place on the 20th, and there's a lot of controversy right now. The Hebrew calendar is 5777, and that breaks down to an 8, which has to do with material accumulation and change in finances. So the planet Jupiter was extremely active in the closing of 2016, ushering in financial improvement. But it did meet with a lot of opposition, as we all did, in the weather and everything else, with Saturn and Uranus both present in opposition to the sun, to the moon. So we had a lot of and Mars probably has a lot to do with these people expressing their anger. And Mars is called the war-making planet, and it has a lot to do with our psychic ability and our temperament. So wherever your Mars is would tell us, and that's how astrology's helped millions of people. And powerful Mars right now is in Aries, pushing for us to change. And with these other two planets, you might be stuck and nothing coming through, and it's a real trying time, and it's going to take your faith. And you have to have faith. And how do you get faith? You get faith by hearing the Word of God. So this powerful alignment is against the sun and the moon, which is in Aquarius. Both of those are in Aquarius. So things are suddenly going to happen. It's just going to take place real suddenly. And probably very surprising. So these are the themes for us as we've entered into this year. Now the Chinese New Year is predicting the theme of revealing, which coincides with the planet Neptune being in Pisces till 2025. We've talked about that several times on the show. That is revealing corruption. It's taking the lid off of stuff, making us look at stuff that we may not want to look at, our denials, our fears. So all of this is affecting us, and you have to just really be very strong and have faith. When Jesus was asked about his second coming, he responded with, "Not to be deceived." What is the theme of what we're looking at in our physical world right now? Deception. Deception in the media, lies being told on people. So, to me, that's a strong sign that this world is changing. And we need to change with it this year. We need to not deceive ourselves, not talk ourselves out of it. We need to actually change. And when you look at the news today, you see so much of that, of these conflicting reports. And so we need to be aware and know this, that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, God, may the very God of peace sanctify you completely. And I pray to God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, God is not the God of chaos, and God is not the God of hatred, and God is the God of peace. And this year, on these radio shows, I want to help everyone to access their spirit, because that's the real you. That's the real you. We have this physical thing that we're going to go through. our mistakes and choices and all that, that has to do with a destiny that we create. But I want everyone to know that in your spirit, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have been given everything you need to live this life that is well-pleasing to God. And that means nothing missing, nothing broken. You have enough money. You're not broke, busted, and disgusted, or you're not living on just enough. You're going to live on more than enough. It's all there in your spirit. And I'm going to, on a series of these radio shows, this year, I want to help everyone to learn how to access their spirit. We need to know that there are innocent people that believe the stuff they see and read on the internet as well as TV. You have to do your research and make sure that things are true. And all this is backed by spirits. You know, the Bible tells us the war is not between flesh and blood, but spirits, principalities, and evil spirits in high places. So, and this spirit is a spirit of rage, and it creates hatred and anger in people. And we're being shown this, and so I'd like to pray now. Father God, we come to you today, each and every person that calls in. I ask for you to help me give them the impartation of wisdom that they need for their very best 2017. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and I speak the word of God today. On Genesis 9:2, the Lord was with Joseph, so he was successful in everything he did. And just as God was with Joseph, he is with each and every one of us. His presence will never leave us nor forsake us. Because we are in Christ and he is in us, we will succeed and prosper in everything we do, regardless of what it looks like right now. In Jesus' name, I speak this blessing over everyone listening and everyone calling. So let's start out and get some personal predictions going here. Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to see what 2017 holds.
Okay. First card is potential. You have a potential for a really good year, and the card crossing it is your skills. You have the skills. You have the ability to have this potential. And the next one is, just like the rest of us, we have to fight off that mental thought that comes in, and that comes from the devil. He has been defeated, but he comes in through our thoughts, and he comes in and tries to convince us. He doesn't want us to reach our highest potential. He has nothing to bargain with. You have, beginning in April, it looks like a really good relationship coming to you, a woman that is very intuitive, and I feel that you will get married. Your last card is the marriage card or the commitment card. I mean, some people just commit to each other and God and don't get the state involved. I mean, and that's fine, too. But if you have children, there should be some legal things in place. But some people just do their own thing today, and that's okay. As long as God's in the picture, it's okay. You have a total new beginning. You need to pay attention. You know, it's hard for men to pay attention to their intuition because actually that's their feminine side. And a lot of men just go, no, I don't want to deal with my feminine side. But, you know, in Galatians it tells us in the spirit there's no such thing as male or female, bond or free. We're all in the spirit. And that's where everything, if our spirit's in charge, everything that Jesus died to give you will manifest in your life, which is abundant life, nothing missing, nothing broken. By his stripes you're healed. And this can be the greatest potential for you this year. You can have things that you've long waited for. And you've also had opposition come against you getting it. And you can master that now. This spring shows a really, really, really positive time for you.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. God bless.
You know, we do need to get out of our own way sometimes. We're our own worst enemies sometimes. We really are. And I'm speaking, I know that for a fact that I have that problem myself. And I have to, even being a minister, I have to stop and take that those thoughts captive, replace them with something positive that God has promised me. And you know what? It changes. It changes. And that's what we need to do. Okay, next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Good evening, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. I would appreciate an overview and what this year has to bring for me. Last year was really tough.
Okay.
Really tough.
Well, it shows that it's still, you've kind of come in and you're fighting to get things different, and you're going to win that fight. You have the skills to do that. You have a new beginning this year. You know, God wants us to learn about our spirit. You know, we feed our body, we take care of our body. And in that scripture that I gave in Thessalonians, it shows that we are a spirit being, okay? And we possess a soul and we live in a body. And once you put your spirit in your soul connects, it brings the body, and you're just a complete new creature. You're completely, it's going to be a better financial year for you. You're going to start receiving blessings. You have to change, like all of us, we have to change the way we think. We have to not let the appearance of things. That's the real battle. Winning the battle of the mind, we all have to do. And there are illusions. There are illusions that are created by ourselves, by others, by the devil. So we have a little bit of work to do. And it shows you releasing a lot of burdens, some from the past. And I have a man here that is thinking of you. And I think he has to do with your past.
I don't want anything to do with anyone from my past.
And I have
pretty bad relationships.
Yeah, well, this one was one that was bad. And he obviously is haunted a little bit with guilt. But it's like when somebody feels guilty about you, it's like they got to do something. They got to do something to make up for it, or buy something, or do something. So they're appeasing themselves. They're appeasing themselves. And this is here as a strong warning that even though he seems repentant and everything, I think you have a better chance with the new man that I see coming up. I have adventure coming up for you this year. I have you solving and releasing some financial burdens, and also something with your physical health being better as well. It starts in February and March. You'll see a big difference, and somewhere between March and April, you'll meet this man.
Okay.
The other one, it's not giving me a time when it's coming, but the warning's there. So whenever it comes, just remember the warning.
The warning of someone from my past.
Yes, he's very sincere about the guilt, very sincere. And whatever he gives you, you know, that it's appeasing him, but it's saying not to go backwards, to go forward.
I know. Thank you. Thank
You're welcome.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you, too.
All right. Okay, let's move right on here.
Oh, it's
hello,
me.
You're on the air.
Hello, my sister in Christ.
Thank
you. Linda. You didn't pick up on my
Miss Linda.
With you. Hi, Miss Janet. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. I am 100% walking forward with Christ. He's in my life, and nobody's going to take him away from me ever. And
no.
I'm just I'm just curious.
The scripture says there's no way we'll be cast out of his hand. The only way we can be cast out of our hand is makes a decision. It's free will down here. As long as you're with him, he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
I know, but...
People will, but he won't.
I'm wanting to physically be moved by the 1st of March. I really need that to happen.
Okay.
And I don't like to tell, give God a timeline, but there's a reason for that.
Well, no, actually in Psalm 119, I don't remember what verse right now, but it says, send now prosperity. That, we beseech you. Beseech you is a strong
plea.
119, but I'm not sure what the verse, I mean, I'll look it up later for you.
I'll find it. Don't worry about it. I'll find it.
Okay. It says that you're analyzing things very good. You have a lot of change. Something coming through here in a week, some kind of action. But that's around your career or money, so I'm sure that's probably a job.
I need that in order to set forward. Yes.
You're going to get what you want. You're going to get what you want. You've been working hard on yourself. And you've been doing really good. Also for you, there's a little warning about a man from the past. He's not trying to have a relationship, but he wants to borrow money. Because you're going to do really well. You know, you're going to do a lot better this year than you did last year. This is the year of you overcoming a lot of things. And on your heart's desire, I love this one, you're going to make peace with your daughter.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a prayer I've been working on for years.
You met with a lot of opposition. It was supposed to happen before now. But when you have a lot of people, free will's involved. You know, God's not going to force us to do anything.
We all have free will. Yeah, I know.
So.
Well, thank you, Janet. And I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
God bless. I want to give up my contact information. If you need a reading that is more than just the overview of what I'm giving you today, you can reach me at keen.com, and it's Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com. And the call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. And I can also be reached at Janet Thornburg at Facebook for prayer requests or messaging or something if you need. So don't hesitate if you need something to contact me, because that's what this is all about. And this year my focus on these radio shows is helping us to get to know our real self, which is our spirit. And it's the things that you go through in your body that has to do with your destiny, and the relationships you form, the things that you do, the learning lessons that you have, that all has to do with your physical destiny. And I want to deal this year with your spiritual destiny. So I hope you'll follow these shows, because we're going to work on that area, and I promise you it'll be prosperous. Okay, let's take another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'd like to see whatever you have to tell me.
Okay. Well, something sure came against me telling anybody anything. I thought, oh boy, I must have some things that are need to be known, and I think we all need to be known that we're looking at deception, and that we need to be aware and patient, and with all things in prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, your desires will manifest. The first card says March brings a big change, something that you've been looking forward to. And I want to say years. It's basically saying maybe 3 years at least. There's still some physical suffering in your present situation right now that's coming at you. And it's to discourage you emotionally. Remember, peace comes from God. Disease doesn't come from God. Only love comes from God. Jesus took away all the wrath of the Old Testament on the cross. That doesn't exist anymore. That God of wrath I mean, he has the potential if he has to protect us, but he has nothing but love for us. And so this suffering that's coming at you, and if you're being targeted for that, chances are your harvest is really big, and he's trying to put you into bondage, into mental bondage. So express your emotions. All things like your health is going to improve. Something you've been waiting for a long time is going to happen. It begins, you'll know it by March.
I'm not going to say it's too good to be true. It's just going to be wonderful. It is true.
It is true. You have to receive it. When we say it's
that's
too good
I'm
to be true,
I'm receiving it right now.
Yeah, receive it.
I'm receiving it right now.
That's a lot of our problems. We were good prayers. We go to church. We do everything right. We go on, you know, to work and doing, trying to be charitable and all of those things. But then sometimes we have a hard time receiving because the appearance of things. And pain can do that to you.
Yeah.
I want to say to you, this is your year. This is your year for health improvement and definitely money improvement. You have the skills. You've been taught. You know what to do once you get it.
Thank you so much.
Nothing's going to fail. The only way it can fail is if we delete it with our minds. That's why our minds are very important to be renewed and to learn to catch negative thoughts, you know. I mean, I've had the devil whisper in my ear when I was suffering, well, if God loved you, why are you suffering like this? I go, it ain't coming from him. It's coming from you, and you need to get out of here. You know, and I got
right.
There. And that's what we have to do. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, it's not easy to grow up. It's not easy to be human. If the body can't, if the five senses can't see it, we tend not to believe it. That's what the whole issue is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet. It's Kim. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. I'm always good.
So
I love my radio shows.
I know. I do, too.
Thank you. I get to share the Lord, and I get to read for people, and we are all together, and actually we're feeding our spirit, and I just love them. I just love to do them.
Yeah.
Do them more often if I could.
Right.
Okay, well, let's
so
look
I get
at you,
to,
sweetie.
Yes.
Change is your first card. It's in the present line as well, and it means that real change is coming, and that's actually the theme for this year. Some of these planets are pushing us because there's people that, you know, don't want to change or they're afraid to change. And you also need to watch your thoughts like everybody else. It's going to be a better year for you financially, also an improvement in your health, and a strong relationship. You have been dealing with your love life karma, and that's coming to an end. You are actually going to, it's all past life stuff that you've been dealing with around relationships. I actually have the reincarnation card. You're going to get what you want, and you're going to get a husband this year.
Wow.
you got to want one.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
God has one for everybody, but you got to want one.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You too.
Okay. You know, and for a national side of things, we are entering a year here with all kinds of opportunities. And some of the warnings I've been giving you is the deception. Don't believe everything you hear, see on TV. You know, try the spirits on it. But this is a year where God wants everybody to have supernatural success. And he wants to give it to you, and I'm going to help you get it. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Okay. try this again. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's look at your 2017, okay?
Yes. I'd like to know what's going to happen in the next couple of months as far as my career and business
okay.
and money.
Okay. Your first card is success. But it's crossed by the King of Swords. The King of Swords is mental thought and sometimes maybe a tendency. Then this may not fit you. You know, this is just what the card means. Some of it may, some of it may not. Mental thought, you need to not allow any thoughts of anything other than success. There has been a web created around you from the past, and it is people, well-meaning people, that think you ought to do this or think you ought to do that. And you've had a lot of that untangling to deal with, and that's what you're doing. But that's all passing away. Your first card, it means that you're going to have a lot of success this year. I have the Ace of Coins or the Ace of Discs in this deck, which is big money, big money. And this is your year. You have the skills, and action starts within a few days here of receiving something. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. I got 1 to 2 days, 3 at the most if you add them together. So it's going to be a really good year for you. And you're just untangling. You're like been in a web. Like a little bug gets caught in a spider web. And it's other people holding on to you, trying to make you do what they want you to do.
Right.
So you're breaking loose of that. So don't let that fear grip you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Do you see a new... Thank you.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead. What do you want to ask?
Do you see a new home or anything coming up soon after, I would say... within the next month, my own place, since I'm in transition right now.
You're moving it within two. That could be 2 weeks. Well, it could be 2 days, but I don't think so. It might. You're in that 1 to 3 days thing. But no more than a couple of weeks, and you'll be you're going to get what you want. And you're getting it because none of us are perfect. And God does not look at the blood of Jesus covers our sins and cleanses them and takes them away, actually, from now and even in eternity. God looks at your heart, and you have really done a lot. You've sacrificed a big part of your life, so now you're going to get that double for your trouble for that sacrifice. You're going to be blessed double. This is going to be a wonderful year. Let it happen.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. That looks like that's in for the calls. I want to thank everybody that called. I hope that you will follow these shows this year. It's my dream to share all the knowledge that I've obtained in my ministry and share it with other people. And I want to pray right now, Father, that for our country. I want to pray for the United States of America. I want to pray for our country to be what it was originally intended to be, one nation under God, indivisible. We're very divided right now. And I wish that people would just keep praying, because your word says that if we will humble ourselves and pray, you will heal our land. So I'm in agreement with all that are listening right now that you heal the United States of America. We have always welcomed people of other faiths. We welcome anybody that wants to come here and share the American dream. And we just don't want violence and hatred and being forced. And it is very nice to be able to say Jesus's name, be able to say Merry Christmas. I just think that we should live and let live, but only people that do not wish harm for our country. I pray for our president, Donald J. Trump, and I pray for his administration that they are touched by your spirit. And I know that you're on the throne and that we can trust you for everything in our lives. And I thank you for the messages that I was given to give to people today. And I praise you for the gift of your son, Jesus. Amen. Until next time, I will let everybody know. I'll notify you for the next radio show. God bless, and thank you for being and participating. Amen.